Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as a popcorn.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, and this is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you from a rental car. What kind of car is this still, Graham?
Doug, this is still a Toyota Prius Hybrid.
Do we still like it?
Yeah, it's a good car. I used to own one of these. They're nice. Sips the gas, has a nice readout display, a lot of thumb touching here with the temperature and the modes and the everything. Integrated Bluetooth.
It sips the gas like a gentleman or a lady with its pinky finger out?
Yes, it does. It is the coat and tails of engines.
And we're driving from Orlando, Florida to Jacksonville, Florida on Saturday, January 5th to Oceans 13. My guest and driver is
my guest slash driver
is Graham Elwood.
Hello.
And what are we on, the 95 North?
We are on the 95 North, Doug. We just transitioned from the 4 East out of Jamlando into the 94 North into Jacksonville.
Very nice. We're driving to Jacksonville to do 2 Benson movie interruption shows. Sold out shows,
that's right,
by the way, at the Sunray Cinemas.
Yay!
Today at 4:20, we'll be watching RoboCop. Tomorrow, Dirty Dancing.
I'll buy that for $1.
Dirty Cop and Robo Dancing. Which I would also watch for $1.
Both of those movies for $1, easily.
Since last I spoke and you listened, Graham and I visited Universal Studios Florida, Islands of Adventure, and the wonderful Wizarding Weasley World of Harry Potter.
The Weasley World.
I'd have to say a highlight of Universal Studios was the Twister attraction.
What a sleeper. I mean, like, who saw that coming? It's like, it's a great, fun ride.
Not so much a ride as a stand around and watch.
A stand around and interactive watch a little bit. You watch it, you're on a sound stage and a crazy Twister happens. You get sprayed with rain and there's lightning and all kinds of craziness.
Couple things get set on fire.
Sure, you get some fire, and then the thing crashes, and it's that. But the true gem of this ride is the fact that they have 2 separate. You walk in and you watch a video, and then you walk into another room, and there's another video.
Yeah,
and
they really sell the shit out of Twister, even though it's 17 years old or however long it's been around.
That movie came out in 96 or 97 or something, and so. There's these, hi, I'm Bill Paxton, and both times he's standing with his, like, shoulders.
He looks like he's modeling.
Yeah.
So he's wearing denim and his hair is kind of long and
denim shirt's open, you know, showing a little chest, a little man cleavage, a little Burt Reynolds.
So then through the rest of the experience, every time something would blow up or we'd get rained on or whatever, Graham would yell, "Hi, I'm Bill Paxton."
"Hi, I'm Bill Paxton."
To the enjoyment or irritation of no one around us. Like, it doesn't, people don't like it, they don't dislike it,
but it just happens. Yeah.
It just happens. But
for all you fans of that Helen Hunt, Bill Paxton disaster vehicle, please visit Universal Studios.
Yeah, if you've ever hoped that was a ride or a stand around and watch, now's your chance. So that was pretty fun. I mean, the main reason we went on that is because it said that the wait time was only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That was the big selling point. And then it turns out that the whole thing is kind of, it's all wait time. Because you have to stand around and watch making of the movie Twister whether you want to or not.
Twice.
Just to get to the good stuff. Yeah. And then the human that's actually there actually says, "Okay, now we're going to watch some more about the making of Twister," when you go into that second room.
And then they so try to feign, they're like, "Oh no, a Twister hit, hurry, get out of the room."
Yeah, they make you do an emergency evacuation, which is, I would think you get an occasional actual panicked person.
You gotta get some of that. Yeah. Especially since there's so many, like, people from other countries. There's a lot of Brazilians there, a couple of them must just flip out.
Yeah, they must cut off all their pubic hair.
That made no sense.
Brazilian?
They all wax their dicks. "Oh, a tornado! Wax my dick!"
That's right, we forgot to mention that only men are allowed in Twister.
Yeah.
It's a no ladies' ride.
Nope.
No ladies' attraction. Except Helen Hunt does come out and say, "Hi.
Hi.
I'm Helen Hunt. Twisters are terrible. They also try to defend Twisters at a couple of points about how majestic they are. No, they're fucking scary, period.
Yeah.
They're bad. You don't want, just because you're played a scientist, Bill Paxton, doesn't mean Twisters are awesome things that we should embrace.
I'm Bill Paxton.
And we also went on what I think is one of the better technically, the Harry Potter ride.
That ride is great.
Is pretty impressive.
I'm not a huge fan of those movies, but it does not matter. And if you're a fan of those movies, you have to go to this, because they have created a whole Muggle Town and Hogwartville and everything. Like,
those are both inaccurate, but yes, they created a whole area. And we even drank some butterbeer.
Yes, the butterbeer was delightful.
Yeah, there's no beer or butter in it, but it is tasty.
Yes.
Now it's time for the best of Two Oceans 12, my picks for some of the best things in motion pictures in Two Oceans 12. And I'm going to go with the best movies I haven't seen yet. And you can confirm or deny, Graham, because there's a few movies that I haven't seen yet that are getting a lot of, award talk and critical plaudits. And they are Life of Pi.
Yes, good movie.
Okay, so I still got to see that. Something about it just looks boring to me.
It's not.
Okay. Promised Land.
Oh, I definitely want to see
that. Yeah, you want to see that fracking movie?
Ha-ha!
And then,
Hi, I'm Bill Paxton.
And then Searching for Sugar Man.
Great documentary. I've seen it. I saw it in Adelaide, Australia. It is everything that's good about the genre of documentary filmmaking.
Yeah, I want to see that.
And the music's really good and everything.
I want to see that.
Really cool.
I'd like to see that. And what about you, Graham? What are your holes in your... I know you haven't seen Les Mis yet.
I know. I'm so not a musical guy, but I just want to see it for the spectacle. And I haven't seen Promised Land either. And what else was there that I've seen most stuff?
Yeah, you haven't seen Parental Guidance.
That's not a film. I don't acknowledge
that's
it.
That's a phrase.
Yeah, that's an annoying trailer and a movie poster. That's what that is. I will see that and guilt trip
least in guilt trip, Barbra Streisand doesn't take a baseball bat to the nuts. I assume.
I assume she does not.
The movie poster is annoying. The movie poster, if you look at it, you're annoyed and bored.
Of Barbra Streisand's face?
Of the, everything about Seth Rogen and Barbra Streisand, like...
Two of my favorites.
Back to back.
Do you have a best movie that you have seen of Two Oceans 12?
Boy, I would man, it's...
But, you comedy film nerd, you?
I would have to go probably Argo. And then... It's a like, this is one of the better years, I think, that we've had. I think it's going to be the first year since they've done 10 best pictures where there'll be actually 10 legitimate movies, not like 5 or 6, and then they just fill it with nonsense to fill out the back end. Like, I think there's going to be...
Well, you know, and they don't have to go the full 10 either. They can nominate, the Academy can nominate 5 to 10 movies.
I think there's going to be, because, I mean... You know, Flight is a good film. I don't think it is best picture, but it's a good... Denzel Washington is great in it.
It just got a WGA nomination, which is interesting.
Yeah. There's some amazing performances. Like, Hitchcock is not best picture, but he's great in it, and so is Helen Mirren.
I never for a second stopped thinking I was looking at Anthony Hopkins. It's like complete opposite of Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln, where it's just an incredible transformation.
Right.
I thought Toby Jones did a better version of that boring TV, the HBO Hitchcock movie, which also was not a very good movie. I mean, how do you make The Making of Psycho and The Birds into a boring movie? Because they did it twice in the same year. Not boring, but like... I honestly, with the most entertaining thing to me about Hitchcock is that Scarlett Johansson is a really good actress.
She clearly
studied Janet Leigh.
Yes.
And does like Janet Leigh faces and stuff, but while still being gorgeous Scarlett Johansson.
In more modern interviews with Janet Leigh, the way she would refer to Hitch. You saw that in her performance of like, oh, this is how I dealt with him on the set, and this is how he made his movies. And to me, it was interesting just knowing, like, I didn't realize all of the fights with the censors and everything that he had to go through to get Psycho made. That was interesting for me personally.
Yeah, that was interesting. And the guy they got to play, Anthony Perkins, did a good job.
Yeah.
But I just thought that ultimately it was like,
it's not best picture.
It's a pretty fluffy movie.
It's not best picture, but it is interesting. If you're a Hitchcock fan, I think it's interesting.
And it's interesting that two different biopics can come out in the same year, and they both position Hitchcock's wife in a completely different... In one version, she's like his right-hand man, helping him do everything. And the other one, she's this cowering woman who, you know, is afraid of her husband and just tries to stay out of his way.
So the jury's still out on what the fuck Hitchcock was like or his relationships. And,
yeah, Mrs. Cock.
You know, I think the girl is all kind of mostly from Tippi Hedren's point of view, and she makes him out to be an absolute monster who should have been at the very least sued, but maybe even incarcerated for his behavior. My favorites... I really hate saying the best movie of a year was blah, blah, because I think, first of all, rounding them up according to what year they came out is so random.
Yeah.
But since we all play that game, some of my favorites from the last year were Safety Not Guaranteed.
Oh, so good.
The Raid, Redemption, Lincoln, and... I think not getting enough attention here at the end of the year for its acting and for its overall movie making. End of Watch.
End of Watch, to me, those guys did a very good job of showing, oh, wow, this is how you... Like, if you felt like, wow, I was in a squad car with
you. They were great at playing partners, yeah.
But the movie itself, I was like, I get it, yeah. Get along with the goddamn story. Like, yeah, being a cop is nuts. Like, it took them... Two acts, I mean, like, an hour and change, hour and a half to get to the actual story. And that, after a while, I got bored. I was like, move it along.
Yeah, I found it utterly compelling from start to finish. And if anything, I'd say it was almost, some sequences were almost too intense and
too much of a coincidence that so much shit would go down on, you know, in and around one pair of cops, you know, shifts.
Right.
You know, there's certainly a lot of things happening, but I don't remember it being slow to get going. But I just found it, and I saw it a little late, so I was, like, pleasantly surprised, I guess, by, you know, because I was sort of expecting it to be a little bit more by the book. But I'm also, you know, I'm one of the big Training Day detractors. I don't think Training Day is a good movie.
I don't either.
And I thought this gave it more, gave that a similar kind of story, you know, more more interesting things for me, instead of just like a simple, like, oh, this one cop's really bad, so now we're just gonna watch him be really bad for a whole movie.
Yeah, the first 40 minutes of Training Day were great, but then, like, it would have been, to me, Training Day would have been far more compelling had it been this debatable gray area of Denzel Washington's tactics, like, his whole, like, you know, by any means necessary, and I've incarcerated this many guys, that whole speech, you know, I've 10,000 man hours, and what it takes to get that done, and then it's like, oh no, he's just fucking evil and crazy corrupt to the bone, so there's nothing to debate. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that was dumb.
And, you know, I think in the grand scheme of things, we'll look back and, you know, Flight will be the movie that he deserved the Oscar for more than Training Day. But, you know, unfortunately, Flight came out the same year as Lincoln. And,
well, he's going to get Paul Newman, like, when Verdict came out.
Well, whoever he lost to for the Verdict.
Gandhi.
Yeah, that was ultimately just a bad choice, because, again, Ben Kingsley's certainly done better work, or as good or better work, in other films, but I think Lincoln beating Denzel is not going to be thought of as a snub as much as just bad timing.
Yeah,
because Daniel Day-Lewis is just ridiculous, and John Hawkes in The Sessions is up there in the same, you know, category in a movie that, you know, if it wasn't for his performance and Helen Hunt's performance, there's not really much to the movie, but. But damn, is he good in it. He makes you care about him getting his sex on.
Yeah.
All right, this has been Best of Two Oceans 12.
Hi, I'm Bill Paxton.
Let the games begin! Let's play some Build-A-Title.
I'll break you.
In honor of tomorrow's sold-out Benson movie interruption at the Sunray Cinemas in Jacksonville, I have chosen as our starter title... Dirty Dancing. So you need a movie that ends in dirty, or begins with dancing, or part of one of those words, of course. You know how to play. You're one of the best.
Joe Dirty Dancing.
That's right. Joe Dirty Dancing. And then, let's see. Trying to think of a movie that ends in Joe, and I don't know if there is one. Blank Joe. Something to Joe. What happened to Joe? Has anyone seen Joe? Alright, so I have to add to dancing then, and just to give you something easy to play off of, since I'm the one that planned this game, I'm going to go Joe Dirty Dance Singing in the Rain. Dance Singing in the Rain.
Dance Singing in the Rain. Dance Singing in the Rain, man.
Yeah. Joe Dirty Dead singing it in the rain, man. Man. Manhattan. So you've got Manhattan.
Manhattan Project.
Project. Project X.
Oh.
Joe Dirty Dance Singing in the Rain, Manhattan Project X. Which, of course, was a monkey movie with Helen Hunt and Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, Project X was a monkey movie. It's a monkey movie. It's under that genre category. Monkey movies.
And, but then they made... Project X also came out this year about the out-of-control teenage party.
Project Xanadu. Boom, starts with an X.
Yeah, so this is a spelling game now?
Yep.
It's not about how the words are pronounced? Because you pronounce it Xanadu.
Xanadu.
And it doesn't count.
All right, hold on, I got one.
Such a dumb tard.
Oh. X-Men.
X-Men.
There's 10 million people screaming X-Men.
Right? Yeah. Okay, so I got Joe Dirty Dance Singing in the Rain, Manhattan X. I mean, Manhattan Project X-Men at Work.
The Estevez Sheen
Starring
Project.
The Estevez Brothers.
That's Garbage Man. Men at Work. Working Girl.
Working Girl. Okay, we got Joe Dirty Dance Singing in the Rain, Manhattan Project, X-Men at Working Girl. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Funhouse.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun House. House. Party.
Alright.
Joe Dirty Dancing in the Rain, Manhattan Project, X-Men at Working. Girls Just Want to Have Fun House Party.
Two.
House Party 2.
Kid and Play!
That was before the days of when they would add a little extra title. They just settled for two. It wasn't called House Party 2, the ultimate jammy jam. Or something like that. I'm going to look. I'm going to look and then disqualify you.
All right. You do what you got to do. I'll think of a backup.
Oh, aren't you fancy? House. Typing it into the Leonard Maltin. House Party 2, straight up, dude.
Boom! That's how we do it. And I had something in the fucking holster, which you'll never know.
You could have gone House Party 3.
You made a third one? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. You sure did. Then they made another thing called Class Act? Is that what it was called? I think so. Yeah. Can't stop Kid and Play. I mean, you Why? Could eventually. Eventually they were stopped. But you couldn't stop them for four movies. Okay, House Party 2, Be or Not to Be. Slickers 2, The Search for Curly's Gold.
Golden Eye.
Eye for an Eye. Directed by Richard Marquand, who did Return of the Jedi.
Wow. Dickie Marks. So what is it, still I?
Yeah, Joe Dirty Dancing in the dance singing in the rain, Manhattan Project, X-Men at working, girls just want to have fun, house party to be or not to beat, city slickers to the search for Curly's golden eye for an eye.
Wow, this is a long one, eye for an eye. For an iRobot. Boom!
I love how impressed you are with your own play. It's very entertaining.
Well, that's what you get from the two-time 12 Guests of Christmas.
Okay, here you go. iRobota be in pictures.
You asshole. You are a robota be.
Boom!
God, that is such bullshit.
What do you got for pictures?
All right.
I'll go ahead and start looking it up on Leonard Maltin because you're going to make up a title. You're going to have to get verification. Ooh, no results. So, according to the Leonard Maltin app, there are no movies that begin with pictures.
Sure is.
Let me do some plugs while you think about it. Douglas Movies returns to UCB in Los Angeles on Tuesday. And only Mini Boner Ep listeners, especially listening to this one specifically, we'll get to know that one of my guests will be first-timer John DiMaggio, best known as the voice of Bender on Futurama, schedule permitting. Because, you know, guests cancel sometimes. You got anything that begins with pictures?
Oh, Little Joe.
What's Little Joe?
A Western with Michael Landon.
All right, let me verify that. Because you know TV movies don't count, right?
It's not a TV movie.
Okay. All right, Little Joe. Let's see what it says. No results.
Michael Landon. And,
switching over to cast. I'm going to type in Michael Landon. He's the lead actor in this thing. Because, you know, you do know he played Little Joe on Bonanza, and that's a TV program. So it'd be quite a coincidence if he was also in a motion picture called Little Joe that has no connection. He cheated, son of a bitch.
Michael Landon and Faye Dunaway. All right.
Man, that was good, though.
That was an excellent one.
That was impressive. There's got to be something.
Joe. I was, like, trying to think.
Joe.
Like,
I think there's a... I think.
Oh, I got one.
Agagaga.
Yo, Jimbo.
What? Yo, Jimbo?
Yo, Jimbo.
What's that?
Yo, Jimbo Dirt.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're making no sense at all. I see.
I see how this works. Pictures? There's nothing with pictures?
But I think I've got a Joe. I just gotta look it up. Because I can't. I have to verify.
That was a really good one.
But I think there's a Joe movie that I'm... I believe it starred Peter Boyle.
It was just called Pictures?
No. Pictures is... We're dead on Pictures. I don't think there's anything you can do with that.
Peter Boyle.
And Peter Boyle, on the other hand,
Hot Joe,
was in a movie. I swear to God, it had the word Joe in the title, and I just can't think of.
There's a direct-to-video film called Hot Joe or something like that. Ally Sheedy's a coffee waitress or something.
Yeah, okay, if you say so. Keep an eye out for that, everybody.
She's a coffee.
That Hot Joe movie.
Hot Joe, 1986.
Hot Joe from 86. That seems...
She's a coffee waitress and then falls in love with a cop named Joe, who was played by C. Thomas Howell.
He's Hot Joe?
Yeah, he's Hot Joe. And the movie poster is like, when she pours, he steams, or something like that. That's what it is. Hot Joe, put it in there. Yep, that was right. Boom, still alive.
No, I don't. Think that's we get bad internet out here on the 95, so that's what's taking me so long to look this thing up.
And that just means Hot Joe's for real.
No, I'm not even trying to look up Hot Joe. I don't care about Hot Joe at all.
It's a good film. Wow, I guess you hate movies.
I'm not down with Hot Joe. Thank you very much. I'm passing on Hot Joe.
You gonna do another build a ton?
No, I'm gonna figure out what this fucking
Joe
Peter
Man.
Boyle movie is. Oh, I know how to do it.
I'm going 75. They're passing me like I'm in reverse. A bunch of drug dealers?
Yeah, they really. Everyone really is zipping by us.
Bunch of lunatics.
They know something we don't know?
Yeah.
Is it no rules on Highway 95 day?
Yeah.
On the
day.
Weekends, they just let everybody open her up.
Just do it.
Yeah, I'm getting no action here on the internet.
Internet.
So I'll have to mention that in the corrections department of the next episode.
Hot Joe is a real film?
We're not talking about Hot Joe anymore. There's another movie that where Peter Boyle plays someone named Joe.
Hi.
And I can't... Hi. I'm Bill Paxton as Peter Boyle as Joe.
You might remember me from films such as Hot Joe, Spring Break, and Twister Goes to Hollywood.
That's still a pretty good title we got there.
That was great.
Yeah. Joe Dirty Dance, Singing in the Rain, Manhattan Project, X-Men, at Working Girls Just Want to Have Fun, House Party, To Be or Not to, Beat City Slickers 2, The Search for Curly's, Golden Eye for an Eye, Robota Bean Pictures.
Robota Bean Pictures, man.
Yeah. Otta. Ot. Bot. Line it up. Take it home. And, there might be a few tickets left for Douglas Movies taping at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington on Saturday, January 12th at 4:20. What do you got to plug, Graham?
January 26th, I will be in Honolulu on the island of Oahu at Hawaiian Brian's. That is Saturday, January 26th. I'll be headlining, and also I will be headlining Zany's in downtown Chicago, February 6th through 10th. And my new album, Graham Elwood's Palm Strike Dance Party, is available at GrahamElwood.com, along with all my tour dates and in iTunes as well. Thank you.
Nicely done.
Also, Palm Strike Dance Party is available as a ringtone.
Oh, yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah. You definitely need that when your friends call. You won't hear me.
You need a Palm Strike Dance Party in your pants.
Yes, 24/7.
Okay, well, as always, Hot Joe is a shithead.
Hi, I'm Bill Paxton.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.